In just a minute, Corey will channel more newsmakers in another round of Who's Corey This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, very exciting. We were scanning the scientific reports in the news this week. We realized if you combine the results of two separate studies, it means that what classic food duo might help prevent cancer?
Oh, two different studies found, coffee. Wasn't that one?
No, not this time.
Oh.
This is a classic food pairing.
Ham and eggs.
No. Let the frat boys and late night poker players rejoice.
Potato chips or something like that. Okay. Beer.
Yes, and?
Beer. And pretzels.
Oh, so close.
Oh, beer.
Well, more of a meal, more of a repast.
Beer and burgers.
Put beer in the second place, and then it will sound more natural.
Chips and beer. Burgers.
Something and beer.
Hamburgers.
I can actually give you a real hint that the study about the food was conducted by Italians.
Oh, I should have known.
Gnocchi and beer.
Oh, yes. It's those little things that are shaped like little wings, aren't they? Pizza and beer,
yes. Pizza and beer is good for you. Huh. The pizza study was conducted by Italians, of course, who say that eating pizza regularly can reduce your chance of getting certain kinds of cancer. They think it might be the tomatoes. Or perhaps it's that the preservatives in the pepperoni actually shellac your organs. Plus, another study, entirely separate, says a chemical found in beer may help prevent prostate cancer, but you have to drink 17 beers at once to get the benefit.
At once?
At once. To which the men of America said, hey, doctor's orders.
Well, how do you drink 17 beers at once?
A beer bong.
Yeah.
It's a big funnel. Yeah.
I think you're allowed to drink them one after another, but within a short period of time.
And every day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see why you wouldn't live long enough to get cancer.
And the men who do that say, and my prostate is not enlarged. See, it works.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't feel enlarged.
I've forgotten where it is.
I can't feel anything right now.
Amy, a German shoplifter who tried to bite his way out of police custody failed because of what crucial error?
All right. Biting his way out of police custody. He forgot his teeth.
Exactly right.
Oh,
right. When police in Braunschweig arrived at the man's house to arrest him, he tried to flee. When that failed, he decided to put his choppers to work, but alas, he had forgotten they were in a glass next to the sink. An officer said, quote, one of our police officers got bitten several times, but the man didn't leave anything but a wet patch.
I bet that even Germans can make that hurt.